We'll start a new parak. Daf Peites, Omid Aleph. Kol Gagos HaIrishus Achas. The Mishnah discusses, we know that there's a Gzer de Rabbonon called Erev Chatzeris. You're not allowed to carry from your bayis to your chotzer if it's a communal place. Why? Because if you're going to take from your bayis to your chotzer, which is a private domain, to a more communal, even though it's for the Bnei HaChotzer only, you'll also take from Ishus Yochid to Ishus Rabbim. So to a Mesakin, you have to make an Erev Chatzeris, which makes it that the diurin is all in one home. Everyone lives in that one home that they all chipped in the mishtatev in the bread. The person that at home the bread is placed in doesn't have to be mishtatev. That's a chiddush to Gemara because that shows his diurin doesn't need to show his diurin is there. His actual diurin is there. He lives there. But the point is, erev chatzer is a misakin because of a gzera you'll carry from shuzoch to shuzrabin. Now this gzera is applicable when you go to a private to a public domain from a bayis to a chotzer. What about in the chotzer itself to a gag? Now, the chotzer and the gag, or from a gag to a gag, they're both not private domains, so maybe over here you do not need an Erev Chatzeris. You can carry, even though it's owned by different inhabitants, different owners, my gag is not your gag, but over here there's no gzera. If you carry from gag to gag, you'll go from private to Shus Rabim. So over here, that's going to be the discussion in the Mishnah 3 of Machloikas. To what extent would a Mesakan that you carry, are you not allowed to carry without an Erev Chatzeris on the Gagas, Chatzeris, and Kafifa? Zok the Mishnah. Kol Gagas, Seir, Rishus, Achas. All Gagas of the city are considered one Rishus. Uvad, Shelo, Yehi, Gag, Gvoya, Yud, or Nomach, Yud. Divi, Rameh. Rameh says, all Gagas are one Rishus. You can go from Gag to Gag to Gag, even though below the Gagas are different owners. It's not going from house to house, it's going from Gag to Gag. So as long as the gagas themselves are not 10 or 10 removed higher or low from one another. That means if you have to make a leap to go from one gag to another gag, a distance of 10, high up or below, that's already a different din, and the Gemara is going to explain why. But if it doesn't have that difference of yud lamala or lamato, then you can go from one gag to another gag. Now Rashi says, even though the top Rashi, even though the different inhabitants living below the gagos, the shnei bnei adam, hagagos she ain't tashmis and todir, rooftops that are not constantly used like a home is, ain't bem chiluk kashus. Rashi is saying that the reason why it doesn't need an erev chatzer is because it's not called a tashmish tadira. When do you need erev chatzer? When you have something that is a chiluk kashus. It's a separate rishus. Yes, the gagas are owned by different people because, after all, below is different home. But since it's not considered a tashmish tiyurin, zog Rashi, it's not called a chilik rishus. If it's not a chilik rishus, so then it doesn't apply the whole din of gzeiras erev chatzeres that you make between bayis and chotzer because it's all considered one rishus. Yes, it's different owners, but we don't look at it as different rishuyos. So mela doesn't apply the din of erev chatzeres. So Gashi veKalim sheShovsu beGag zeh mutogim loitzim lezeh, and Kalim that was shovis on one gag, you're allowed to bring to another gag. Now Kalim sheShovsu beBayis is different din because you can't take Kalim sheShovsu beBayis from gag to gag, but Kalim sheShovsu beGag you can take from one to another. So that's Shita as Rameya. Chachomim oimrim kol echad veEchad reshus b'fnei atzmoi. Chachomim have a simple Shita. Just like the homes below are different abodes, so to the rooftops above are different abodes. And just like you can't take from a home, from a bayis to a chutz without erev chatzeris, you can't take from gag to gag, you can't carry from without an erev chatzeris. Everyone is a shus mifri atzmoy. Reb Shimon Oimer, the third shita, and that's the chiddush that we had numerous times already in the Masechta, echot gagos, the echot chatzeris, the echot kafifois, all of these different areas, even if they're different areas, but since none of them are considered an actual mokim diurin of a home, echot gagos vechatzeres vechapivos, the rooftop, the chotzer, the karfif is something that's not yosem beis asayim, because otherwise it turns into a karmelis. Rishus achas, saying it's all considered one rishus, you're allowed to take kalim that was shavus in one of them and bring it to another. Rishus achas, saying lekem shavus letoichon for kalim that were there. You can't carry the kelim shofs to the bayis, because then it was kind of shvis from the bayis. But if it wasn't kind of shvis in the bayis, it was kelim shofs to the gag, you're allowed to take it from gag to chotz to the karfif, it's all one rishos. So it's a three of machloikas. Let's repeat the three of machloikas. Remeya holds that all gagos are considered one rishos, even though the different owners below, and there's no gzeres chatzeres. Why? As long as it doesn't have gvoya yud namach yud, the Gemara is going to explain why. Chachomis have a simple shita, just like the abode below is a different entity, so to gag above is a different entity, and you can't take from one gag to another gag. Reb Shimon says, the biggest kula, gagas, chatzeres, kafifas are all considered one reshus, and you do not have to have an erev chatzeres from gag to chatz reshus, even the different owners, it doesn't make a difference. It's not considered, like Rashi says in the top, there's no chilek shuyos in gagos, because not tashmish and todir. So who are then chotzer and karfef and gag, it's all considered not, we don't look at it chilek shuyos, and there's no gzeres erev chatzeres. Now,
even if more than 10 apart from each other?
Even if they're more than 10 apart from each other. Rav Shimon doesn't say anything about the gag being higher or lower. Correct. That's only Remei, that's mechadish chilek in yud. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss about Yud in a second. Now, the Yisoid HaDavid, the Lomdus in the Shitas of Shimon, the simple Lomdus is that the reason why Gag Chotzer Shari is Mutter is because it's not Doime to Bayis and Chotzer. Very simple. From Bayis, which is a private domain, to a Chotzer, which is more publicly used, there's Exeris Erev Chatzeris, lest you take from a Rishus Yochit Rishus Rabim. So we have to create an Erev Chatzeris to make it one abode. Masha'enkin, gag to chotzer is not comparable to bayis to chotzer. So mele, gag is chotzer, it's kafifus, or shus achas. Now Rashi says that karfif, like we said, is not yoysim beis asayim, but if it's a yoysim beis asayim, then it turns to a karmelis. If it's a karmelis, you can't go from a gag to a karmelis. You can't go in a karmelis itself, you can't even go down a lamas. So it has to be that it doesn't turn to a karmelis.
Why does ten make a difference?
The Gemara is going to discuss this. Zog the Gemara. Yosef Abaye bar Avin Chanina bar Avin, Yosef Abaye Gabaye v'Yasef Kamre. Bishlem Rabbon and Savri Kshem Shiyud and Chuluk Lamato, Kach Diyun Chaluk Lamalo. Chachom is the most simple shita. A bias is Chiluk Ashus. You can't go from bias to bias without Erev Chatzeris. Zot Chachomim, the Gagas is the same thing. Kol Echad Rishus Befri Atzmoy. Below it, it's owned by one person. So below every Gag is owned by a different person. You can't go from Gag to Gag. Very simple. Elag HaMeir. Microsoft, what does a Meir hold? If he agrees to the Svar of Chachomim, that just like the boat is considered a different boat, Lamato, who had in Lamalo, it's a different Rishus. So, Eba Zoi, how can you go from Gag to Gag? I'm a Rishus Achasein. If Elamai are going to differentiate, Lamato, where you live, it's not called a different Rishus. But Lamalo, where you don't live, it's not Ikadiyugin. We don't see Chiluk Ashuyos. Because of Ein Chalukin, the Chol Lamalo Miyud Rishus Achasi. And what's the reason? A little different than what Rashi is saying. But the Gemara is saying the reason why it's not chalukin lemalo and it's considered one abode and you're allowed to go from gag to gag, the chol lemalo miyud reshus achasi, anything above yud is one reshus. It's not looked upon as different reshus, it's lemalo miyud. So ebazoi, then why should it make a difference suddenly if the one gag to another gag is 10 higher or 10 lower? So afilu gag gavoy asorov enomach yud nami. Why suddenly differentiating gagos? And for the Gemara, the differentiation that we make in the Mei, in Gagos, Lamalo, Lamato, and Yud, in the Nomach HaGavoya, is a new sugya. It's not negated to what we're discussing now, Erev Chatzeres, if it's a Shus Achas. It's a new Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? And for the Gemara, Omelu Abaya, Lo Yishmir Lechu Hoda, Omer Rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi, Oy Mohi Rameya, Kol Mokam Shatam Moitze Shtei Rishuyois. Whenever you have two entities, Rishus means Asorat Tvachim and Vov, and Dalet Amin, 10 by 4. 10 by 4 is a reshus b'fri atzmoi. So, komokim shatamoi tishtei reshuyos v'en shus achas. For instance, kegoin, omed b'shus ha-yochid k'voya asor v'roichav dalet. If you have inner reshus ha-yochid, the private domain, and in there you have a pole that's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, which is a chilek reshus in reshus itself, shtei reshuyos b'shus achas, also lekatef olov. You're not allowed to lean and place your, hang your hat on that pole. Why? I'm in a private domain. I'm in my backyard. Reshus ha-yochid. I can't use the Omed Yud Gevoya Yud V'roich of Dalet. Why not? Why also the Katif? Zok to Gemara. Why? Gzeira Mishum Tel B'Shus Rabim. If you're going to get accustomed to taking your jacket and hanging it on a pole that's a Rishus B'Fin Hatzmoy, you'll come to do it by accident also on Rishus Rabim. So in order to avoid a Hanochef from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, we disallowed any Tashmish in a Chiluk Rishuyos even in Rishus Achas. Zok to Rishonim. Tyson Shabbos Daftes, the Ritva over here, that this avada doesn't apply in your private home. In your home, we don't say you can't take your jacket and hang it up in your on the top of your swarm shrunk or whatever on top of a cabinet which is 10 tall and 4 wide.
maybe you'll come to do an Rishus Rabim. It's only Negeya in a Rishus HaYochid that is not Makura. Or it's only Negeya in a Rishus HaYochid outside that's not in the Mokum of a Bias. Avad in a Bias is no Gzeira like that. That you can't go put something on a chair which is 10 tall and 4 wide lest you'll do it outside Rishus Rabim. That's also Chilug Rishus. No. It's only Negeya when we talk about on the gag itself, and that's what Ramey is saying in the Mishnah. Kol gaga seir shus achas uvatz li gag vo yud anomach yud. Because on the outside, then you might come to do an shus rabim from a shus rabim too that you place on something that's 10 tall and 4 wide. But avade in the bias, you allow to place a thing from the floor onto a chair, and there's no shizera. Back upon him, that is a meyas shita. So it's a male shitosai. Remeil shitosai, exera, and algamen, and nukzera, not relevant to the sugya in the Mishnah, like Abbe Erev Chatzeres. Meaning, hang something, remeil zera is, meaning hang something up on the outside, on the tail, on something that's a chilik shus, you're not allowed to be mishtamish in it. So likewise, Ramey says, you're not allowed to walk with an item that's going up 10 taller, because just like you're not allowed to hang it, so you're not allowed to walk with an item. Being mishtamish by placing it there is the same as walking with something that's you have to go nomach gvaya yud. Now Tosfos on the top says that even though we pass usually back the Rameya b'gzeir oisov, even connected rabim, however, hochay meri de'en aluch Rameya, the paskin lekamon aluch Rab Shimon, we pass Rab Shimon, kulun reshus achasein, and emela, it's all considered one reshus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sovim minei. The havin is, this din that also lekatif olav is afilu machteshes, afilu gigis. It doesn't have to be something that's permanent. It could be a barrel that's movable. You're not allowed to place your jacket on a barrel outside in your backyard. Even like machteshes, a big brick, a gigis. Omul abayi no hochi omamal loy omar remeya elo amud va'amaser chayim. Only something that is permanent, like a pole or a rechayim, a mill, hoil v'odim kavel and mokim. So it's something that's kavua mokoim, kavua mokoim. So over there, it's otu etel b'shus rabim. But something that's tame, something that moves, that's imtaltlin, over there we didn't make the gzeira. Zog the Gemara, v'arei koisel shebein beis chatzeres. If you have a chotzer, every chotzer has a separation, a partition between the two chatzeres. Koisel shebein beis chatzeres is kavua. No one's going to deny that a wall between two chatzeres is something that's kavua. And yet we find V'omer Rav Yehuda, k'shetim tzeloyim ala divra meyer, gagin reshus la'atzvon. If you're going to say that gagin, according to Rav Meir, is one reshus, you're allowed to go from gag to gag. So likewise, chatzeres reshus la'atzvon. Yes, he doesn't say the chiddush of Rav Shimon, you're allowed to go from gag, chotz, and karfif, but he agrees that just like you're allowed to go from gag to gag, as long as they're not 10 removed, you're allowed to go from chotz to chotz, and you're allowed to go from karfif to karfif. So just like gag is reshus la'atzvon, chatzeres also reshus la'atzvon, and karfif also reshus la'atzvon. My love, what does it mean, Rishus La'atzmon? The Shori L'Tertule Derech Koisel. How do you get from one Chotzer to another Chotzer? One Gag to another Gag, you just make the leap. You jump from one Gag to another. But Chotzer to Chotzer, you got to go over the wall. Well, that means you're going through an area that's permanent, that's Kavua, even though it's Gavaya Yud, because the Koisel is Gavaya Yud. That's a separation, a partition. So we see clearly that he allows, even though you're Mishtamish outside in a Mokum that's Kavua, L'mayla Miyud. My love, the shoulder to the derech koisel. Answer the Gemara, no. Omer Avuna by Yehuda, Omer Av Sheshes, loy, lahachnis, loy to derech psochim. We're talking about that the partitions have little doorways between them. So you're not being mishtamish, derech jumping over the koisel, which is being mishtamish in lamalam yud. Loy, you can't be mishtamish in lamalam yud because of a gzeir, a meyashit of telbishus rabim. When we go from chotze chotze, which kulon reshus achas, and just like gagas reshus achas, chater is also to, amongst each other, reshus achas, and kafri voice. Going from chotze to chotze is without making the leap and jumping over the koisel of Ayud. Lo'olam, we're talking about that there's a doorway, derech psochim, between the ksolim. Now, Tosfos says right away, you could have said, k'she'ein ha'koisel rochav arba, you could have said in Echatimtza, where the koisel is not gevar Ayud and rochav dalet, because that's the criteria that you need. But that he says, like upon him, Gemara says, derech psochim. Ramea says the whole gzeira of Erev Chatzeres is only from Bayis to Chotzer. Why? Because since if you allow from Bayis to Chotzer, which is a private domain, Shus Yochid, to a more public use domain, Chotzer, so you'll come to take from Shus Yochid to Shus Rabim. However, from Gag to Gag, Ishtamish, even though it's owned by different people, you don't need Erev Chatzeres. Zogd Rashi, the reason is, Because since it's not Tashmish and Todir, Tap Rashi in the Mishnah. Ein Bem Chilik the Shus. It's not called the Chilik the Shus. When do we make a Gzeir of Erev Chatzeres? By Chilik the Shuyos. If I go from a Shus Yochid to a Chotzer, which is more used, then you go from a Shus Yochid to a Shus Rabim. But something that is not used, because a gag is not a Tashmish Todir, we do not make a gzera that you have to make Erev Chatzeres. I can go from my roof to your roof, even though it's owned by a different person. You're not going to go from there, from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim.
I come from my chotzer to your chotzer without an Erev.
Correct. Is that the mayor? And Reb Shimon says, you go from my gag to chotzer. And Reb Chomin say, you can't even go from my gag to your gag. Because every gag, just like it's the Yuhin Lamata and Mechalik, so did Yuhin Lamalo. Zok di gemorge, ve chachome moimrim, kol echad ve echad chshus b'fnei atzmoi. Chachome shita is the simple shita pashtus. Just like there's the home is owned, so the roof is owned by different people. So there's a gzeir of Erev Chatzeres. Itmar. What about in the rooftop itself? Rav omar, ein metaltin boi ela bedal adamas. The roof itself, you're not allowed to be metaltal, only dal adamas. The roof itself, you're not allowed to be metaltal dal adamas. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. We look at it seemingly like a Carmelis. According to Rabbonon, they're not allowed to go from Gag to Gag, so you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos. And the reason Zog Rashi is, because they're puts in Zelazer. Since you're not allowed to go from one Gag to another Gag, we had an Erev in already that something that's Poros B'meluya L'mokama Osoloi, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos. Well, every Gag is exposed to the neighboring Gag, Poros B'meluyoi. There's no partition. So Meli, you can't even carry in the gag, only Dalet Amos. Zog Rashi, Elav Dalet Amos. The Chem, the Rabbonu, Kolech, Rishus, Le'atzmoy, then Putzin, Zelazeh, Oysin, Zelazeh, the Havela, Rishus, Putzin, B'miluyoy, L'mokam, Osoloy. So Rav Shita is, on the gag itself, since it's poets, B'miluyoy, L'mokam, Osor, you can't carry only Dalet. Ushmuel Omar, Mutil, Atalta, B'kuloy. You're allowed to carry the whole gag. Why? Because there are mechitzas that are mavdil between the roofs. There are mechitzas below. Every home has a wall. So since it's a wall, so that wall is a partition that separates between the roofs. So it's not considered poritz b'miluyoy. We say good asik on the walls. The walls of the house, imaginary, go up. So if they go up, so there's a partition. It's good asik. So it's a separation. So it's not called poritz. That is shmul shita. So mut latata b'kuloy. Zog the Gemara, what's the yesod of machlokes? When the mechitzas are nicker, if you see the walls going up, emanating above the rooftop, a flat roof, and you have a wall sticking up, so of course it's mechitzas nikaris. Nobody agrees that you can't carry in the whole roof. Why would Rav argue on that? Why can't I carry on my roof? It's my domain, it's my private property. It's not posed with Luyoy. So Avada, you say gudasik. The kulam pligi, when it's nicker. Even if it doesn't stick up, it's nicker. If there's a separation between the two homes, it's nicker. If even if my roof, the wall doesn't go up above my flat roof, if between my roof and your roof there's a foot distance in between, I see the walls of my house. So Meli, you say good asik according to everyone, even according to Rav. Loi pligi, ki pligi, v'mechitza shein nikogos. If the mechitza is not nicker, let's say the two roofs, like the homes in the Brooklyn, tenements, right? If they're touching one another, so there's no. You don't see a chilek shuyos on the rooftop. It looks like one long flat roof of 100 homes. It's not the pshat. There's a separation between the roofs, so you don't see the mechitzas. So here you don't say good asik. That's Rav Shita. The mechitza she'en nikores is a machlokes. Rav omar emet lalta be'elav dalet ames, because you don't say good asik, but the mechitza is not nicker. Lo yamgin a good asik mechitzasa. Ushmuel omar mutar latalta be'kuloy da omar good asik mechitzasa. You say good asik even by mechitza she'en nikores. It doesn't have to be that you have to see it, even if the batim amuchubarim, you still say good asik mechitzosa. You say good asik, and memela, it's not considered povutz, and you're allowed to carry on your rooftop.
Did a cloud go with machlokes in Shas? And whether you say good asik or good aches or good aches, you have a
good aches. We'll see. But right now, we're talking about good asik.
If you don't see it,
correct,
it did not break through.
Correct.
And
that's what the Gemara is saying right now. It's a gay sukkah davdala. It's a big sukkah there about this. But anyway, right now we're saying the machloikas Rav and Shmuel is not by mechitza nikores. Mechitza she'en nikores. You don't see it. So do you say good asik mechitzos or not? And memelet, they're not considered poros memeluyoy to makom osoloy. Okay. Rav and Shmuel is many times a shas machloikas. Of course. We'll see good asik in chachach. Let's see toises. We'll have good aches. But one second. So first of all, Tosis says Rav says, "A metaltlin elo bedalad amis." Rav says, "On the roof, you only carry dalad." Even though we paskin like Reb Shimon, and that means the gagas to chatzeres and kafifas all one reshus. So it's not bechalal pods, but luyel makam also. What's it all relevant that according to Rav, you only carry a dalad on the roof? The going in chachomim, but we paskin like Reb Shimon. So Rav paskin Reb Shimon. What's Rav saying? Rav would say like this. But they themselves tackle hold like Reb Shimon. That's one teretz. Inami pluktari nafkemin inami Reb Shimon lekem shofsu bebayis. Reb Shimon's din is gagas chatzes kafivus is one rishus only for the kelim that were outside in the chotzer, but not for kelim in the bayis. So emela, it's relevant to Reb Shimon too for kelim shofsu bebayis that you would not be able to take those kelim from gag to gag, and it's considered poros bemeluyoy. And emela, according to Rav, it's only bedalad ames. Place on the bottom says inami another nafkemina kshagagin yachad yisegim ibeis osayim tilom agud asik osur. Even the din of gagas chatzes kifas is one reshus, but it can be yosim beis osayim where it turns into a kamelus. So meila, if not for the fact of good asik, it will be also because it's considered together yosim beis osayim, which is a kamelus. Now Tais under that says there's a long Tais, but just at the beginning of the Taisus kishahabatim chuborin, meaning when the two homes are connected. So Mela, it's not nikkud the mechitzas because the rooftops, you don't see any space between the homes. They in mechitzah batim nikoros kedepes bekuntus. That's where we said the mechitzah shein nikoros is a machloekas Rav and Shmuel. Do you say good asik mechitzah or not? The nira zaktoisus, it doesn't have to be connected. Even if it's not connected, the hu adina magag boilet chutzah mechitzah bayis the choshev nami mechitzah shein nikoros. Meaning there's two ways that the mechitzah not nikoros. One is that there's no space between the homes. So Mela, the mechitza not nikoris. Mashengen, if there is space, it would be nikoris, because you see the walls of the outside of the home next to you. Dentai says that even if there's space between the homes, and that would make it l'chor that mechitza nikoris, it still can be mechitza en nikoris. Why? If the gag is boiled chutz mechitzas, that means if the roof continues past the walls of the home, so then it's not nikoris, even though they're not connected to two homes. So two echatimtzes with not mechitz nikoris. Zok teisvis, v'oimeri, the gagin shalonu are rooftops, sheboltin roshein l'shusarabim, v'avide ki azilo, means our rooftops extend over the walls, and they go down on a slant, on an angle, l'firish rashi d'mefarash ki azilo b'shipua, ki gagin shalonu, have a kalmelis, d'lemincha mechitzosa. That means, the area past the walls is a kamelis. Over there, it's not minkar mechitzosa. You don't see the mechitzosa below that would help for the top of the roof. So since the slant goes past the area of the walls below it, so that area is considered a kamelis if it has the shirim of a kamelis. So mele the gag is poritz to a kamelis. And the Gonyankov explains, even if the roof would be considered a shusay yochid because below it is a shusay yochid, and the shusay yochid goes up, it's oilad l'rakia, even though you don't see mechitzas. But that's only legabe the area that's above the walls. Masha'enkin, the blita that extends, that goes past the walls, if it's a shear of a kamelis, then it's poets b'meluyay to a kamelis. Then the roof gufa becomes also because it's poets to a kamelis. So mela, it would be also our rooftops. And you don't say good asik because the mechitza not nikoros. V'lekel mem good asik. What about pitikri yod v'soysim? Maybe say the end of the blita that extends, say pitikri yod v'soysim, and it should be considered like reshus yochid because the wall goes down. So Yitzhak Teis says, no, pitikri namali amrinon, kevin da'avida ki azilo. That means something, pitikri you only say when it's a 90 degree angle, when it goes down, when it's straight and it goes down a drop. Mashenga, when it's on a slant, you don't say pitikri yod v'soysim. Yitzhak Teis says, and there's another din. Maybe say good aches mechitzosa. That means Tosis clearly says, we see over here, Zogan Achrenim, that there's two dinim over here. There's a din of pitikriyod v'soysim, and there's a din of good aches mechitzosa. They're separate dinim. So Tosis, the reason why you don't say good aches mechitzosa, that it goes down, the Rabbon and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudik Abitraskel, Pshum Pekiyas Gdiyim, since it's Pekiyas Gdiyim, since the Maisa Gdiyim, Aboykin Boy, so that breaks up the din of good aches mechitzosa. So the Achronim being a raya from this story, we see clearly that the din of good aches mechitzosa and the din of pitikur yoyed besoysim are two separate dinim. And the stipler in Kilas Yankov is negated to the Gemara before Daf Yudalad Amud Beis Ritvos Kash over there. The stipler says that the din of pkias gdim breaks up the din of good aches mechitzosa. So Mela, you don't have gudachas mechitzosim because gdiyim aboykem boy. Masha enkein pitikar yoyed v'soysim. Soysim is a din of sosum, something that sosum gdiyim and aboykeah. Meaning, just like lovud, lovud is kesosum, so there's no b'kias gdiyim. So the difference, the fundamental difference between good aches mechitzoso, where gdiyim would be boykeah that mechitzah, and the din of pitikar yoyed v'soysim. Pitikar yoyed v'soysim is sosum, and over there b'kiyim would not be a problem of b'kias gdiyim. Al kaponim, we see in Tosfos three yesoides. He says when the rooftop is like an azilo, which in a slant, so mele it's a minka mechitzas, and we don't say gudasik mechitzasa, and you don't say pitikiyoid besoisim because it's on a slant, it's not a clear defined border going down, and you don't say gudaches because of kias gdim. So we see that gudaches and pitikiyoid besoisim are two separate dinim. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that mechitzas she'en any chorus is the machlekas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says ein metaltan by ela bedalad, because you don't say gudasik when it's not mechitzas nikoris, because the houses are connected, so it's not nikar mechitza. Otay says when the gag is boiled over the walls, even if it's not connected, it's not nikar mechitza. And Shmuel says that no, you say good asik mechitzosa even by mechitzas that are not nikoris. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omit. We'll continue the sugi tomorrow.